This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Stay tuned for the next 4 minutes of practical insight and encouragement from the Bible for your daily walk with Christ. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, an international Christian ministry dedicated to helping people around the world grow in obedience to Jesus Christ. And now, Leroy Imes.
Do you think that Scripture memory is for young children, and when we get to be adults, we grow out of our need for it? Are you happy to hear that the young people in the Sunday school have memorized the 100th Psalm or the 10 Commandments, but you don't need it? If that's the case, the next 4 minutes could change your life. This is Leroy Imes speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, the Word in the Heart. Psalm 119, verse 11, Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. A ship without a compass is a thing of danger. It's a danger to itself and a danger to others. It may plow into another ship and bring tragedy and disaster on the high seas, or it may break up on the rocks and ruin itself. A couple of years ago, I was in a small boat off the coast of Seattle, Washington, in a dense fog. We were out in icy waters with no compass. We didn't have a clue which way we were heading. We had no idea where land was. We had lost all sense of direction. The same thing happens in a life with no direction. To launch out on the sea of life with no chart and no compass can bring disaster. We lose our sense of direction. We have no idea what is right and what is wrong. We're either adrift or speeding madly through life, unsure of where we're going. We need a guide. Well, now, most of us admit that the chart and compass for the Christian is the Word of God. David said, I thought on my ways and turned my feet unto thy testimonies. I made haste and delayed not to keep thy commandments. Do you remember the time when many turned their backs on Jesus and followed him no more? Then said Jesus unto the 12, Will ye also go away? Then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. We need the eternal Word of Christ to show us the way through the storms and dark times of life. So then think about this. If all you do is hear the Word of God preached once or twice a week, or read it occasionally, where is your compass? It is laid on the pulpit in the front of the sanctuary, or on a shelf in your home. But the only way to be safe, the only way to move through the sea of life, is to have it always with us, in our hearts. Then, when the allurements of sin come our way, we can prevent a disaster by comparing them to God's promises. And when we are confronted by the enticements of sin, we can compare them to God's warnings and make our decision based on the truth of the Word of God. We need the chart and the compass ever with us. The practice of Scripture memory pays greater dividends than any other form of intake of the Word of God. For one thing, we can do it during our spare moments. There is no better way to redeem the time than to spend a few minutes writing the Word of God on the tables of our heart. The great men and women of God down through the centuries have demonstrated the worth of this practice. Make your heart the library of Christ. Fill it with the Word of God. Then when you find that when situations arise, which are beyond your human reason and understanding, the Holy Spirit can take a passage from the Bible and make it live in your life. Guidance and comfort and joy can be yours as God applies His words to your daily life. May God bless you as you hide the Word of God in your heart.
We invite you to join us in reading through the entire Bible in a year. To help you, we're offering a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide magazine, Daily Walk. Each month, this self-study guide will direct your Bible reading and offer insights on living a Christ-centered life. Write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Join us on Daily Discipleship.